Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
Over the years that I have done The Best of Ourselves, I have been continually amazed about the power of gratitude practices. Really, they show up in all kinds of places. The practice has so much impact both on us individually and collectively. Recently, I was reading Dr. Joanna Macy's book, Pass It On, 5 Stories That Can Change the World, which was co-written with Norbert Gabler. And once again, gratitude was her number one lesson from these 5 stories. Dr. Macy is an eco-philosopher and scholar. She's a respected voice for peace, justice, and ecology. When she told stories of various groups that have gone through great suffering and yet have persevered, she found gratitude. She said, quote, "Come from gratitude to be alive to this beautiful, self-organizing universe. Furthermore, it is a privilege to be alive in this time when we can choose to take part in the self-healing of our world," unquote. For example, she talked about the First Nations people, Haudenosaunee Confederacy, called the Iroquois Confederacy by the French and the League of 5 Nations by the English. This confederacy, properly called the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, meaning the people of the Longhouse. This group has the longest-running participatory democracy, and they have persevered even though they've gone through terrible suffering. Now, if you don't know of this confederacy, it was founded by a prophet known as the Peacemaker with the help of a person commonly known as Hiawatha. The exact date of joining the nations is unknown, but it is said to be in time immemorial, making it one of the first and longest-lasting democracies in the world. And they are officially recognized as the source for the American democracy. It not only provided the foundation, the 13 colonies even took some of their symbols, like the eagle. Well, despite their contribution to the white settlers, the Haudenosaunee people, like many First Nations people, had their land taken, crops and villages burned, and people massacred. And yet, the Confederacy continues to this day. And one thing that impressed Dr. Macy when she met with members of this group is that they have gratitude embedded in their way of being. For example, a Thanksgiving prayer that's recited before council meetings and ceremonies. She says, it's an open secret that gratitude doesn't depend on external conditions. We can choose gratitude at any time. Dr. Macy also found gratitude with the Tibetan monks she worked with for over 20 years. The monks who had their monasteries destroyed, many were murdered, tortured, and forced to flee. And yet, over the years of her work with this group, she found a commitment to kindness and gratitude among the people who had suffered greatly and yet persevered. So, gratitude, it shows up all over the place. Many studies over the past decade have found that people who consciously count their blessings tend to be happier and less depressed. It can take time for you to experience those results, but a gratitude practice is actually shown to change the brain. Whether it's a Thanksgiving prayer before our shared endeavors, or a letter of thanks sent out weekly, or a family practice of reciting what we're grateful for before dinner. Gratitude can come in many forms. It takes a commitment and an effort, and it reaps amazing results. Personally, I know how easy it is to be afraid, to be angry, to be filled with hatred. I know how easy it is to slip down the slope of negativity. We all have that capacity. And we all have the capacity to choose gratitude. I find when I remember to consciously practice, to remember my blessings, to recite them at bedtime, to write letters of thanks, it leaves me more resilient and less brittle, and way more equipped to keep focusing my energy on what matters most. Even in the most challenging times, turning our attention to gratitude is a possibility.
This has been The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt. You'll find archived editions of this show on www.bestofourselves.com.